Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, Pastor Jay here, and welcome to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. If you are listening to this on Monday, hope you're having a great start to your week. Now, just wanted to give you sort of a preview of what's coming up on the podcast this week. As you know, we are in the middle of Women's History Month here in the United States. And so one of the things that I really wanted to do this month is to feature some female voices, both as guest devotionals, as well as in my interviews, and really just have some conversations this month that are about women and for women. And so today we have a special guest devotional from Amanda Schaefer. She is the host of the podcast, A Cup of Gratitude. She's also been a guest on the Daily Sabbath podcast, and she was gracious enough to invite me to be on her podcast a few months ago. And so she has just a powerful devotional for us today about the woman with the alabaster jar. Now, for Wednesday, I'm going to share a devotional about women, and specifically addressing the question, is the Bible demeaning to women? Does the Bible portray women as being somehow inferior to men? And so that's coming up on Wednesday. And then for our weekly interview on Friday, our questions episode, it's a really good one. We're talking about women in ministry with my guest, fellow Christian blogger, Kristen Nave. And so really, we just have a full week here on the podcast. I'm just really excited to share all of it with you guys. And so make sure you guys catch those episodes this week. And I just humbly ask that if you enjoy the podcast, would you consider sharing an episode with a friend or on your social media? And I want to give a special shout out to our friend Demira Melissa, who is a Christian artist that we've featured on the podcast several times. But she gave us a very kind shout out on her Instagram account. And so we just really appreciate that because, you know, at the end of the day, with all the marketing and things that I do, really the number one way still that a podcast grows is through word of mouth. And so if you are being blessed by this podcast, if you feel like there's something good and something meaningful happening here, would you please consider sharing this with a friend, with your family members, or even just out on your social media? I would be so thankful for that. And so with all that being said, here is our special guest devotional from Amanda Schaefer.
I've been thinking about this woman a lot today, the woman with the alabaster jar. I want to be like her, a woman who gave everything she had because she realized who Jesus was. Her tears fell on his feet because she realized not only who she was, but how he saw her. She was worthy in his eyes. She was loved and enough and seen and beautiful. In the days of the Bible, when a woman reached the age of marriage, her family purchased an alabaster box. They would fill it with fragrant oil, and when a suitor asked her for her hand in marriage, and she would agree, she would do him the honor by breaking the box and pouring out the oil at his feet. And as we who are in a relationship with Jesus are referred to as the bride of Christ, I find this powerful. Nard was a popular perfume in biblical days. The scent was powerful too. It would permeate the entire house. 2 Corinthians says, "For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing." To one, a fragrance from death to death. To the other, a fragrance from life to life. Our love for Jesus should permeate every place that we go and all whom we meet. The disciples were indignant when they saw what this woman did. To them, it was a waste. They spoke of how much she could have sold the perfume for in order to help the poor. But Jesus reprimanded them and said that what she did was beautiful. He said that the poor would always be with them, but he would not. He told them that she did this to prepare his body for burial, and that wherever the gospel is preached, what she had done would be told in memory of her. I mean, wow. The men who walked and lived with Jesus every day for years couldn't give all of their heart to the moment. But this woman gave everything. She knew honoring Jesus was more important than money. So an unnamed woman was included in the Bible because she is our example to pour it all out. What do you have? What do you find valuable? Would you part with it to honor Jesus? If you're holding anything back, that's a place that you need to take to God in prayer. Nothing that we have is really our own. It's all a gift from God. Sometimes I feel anonymous, an unnamed person too, in a sea of famous people. This story gives me such hope because it wasn't her notoriety that brought her to Jesus' feet. It was her sin. It was her realization that she needed something beyond herself, that she needed Jesus. She knew it and she showed it. And Jesus rebukes Simon. He was a Pharisee, I mean, a man highly respected in society and presumably knowledgeable about God. Yet he didn't greet Jesus with a kiss or wash his feet when he welcomed him into his home, as was the custom at that time. But the woman, she washed Jesus' feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. She was so deeply repentant, so sorry for her sin. And Jesus knew it, and he forgave her. I am that woman, more days than I care to admit. I throw myself down at the feet of Jesus, full of the weight of my sin. I empty myself, my tears fall, and I can feel his forgiveness permeate my heart. I think the woman had no name, not because she was dispensable, but because she was so integral an example to us. I think that this is who we are supposed to emulate. I mean, the man with a house and a status and a name, he failed. Women in that time, they had no say. They had few rights. And besides being a woman, this woman was also known for living a sinful life and was most likely a prostitute. She had probably heard Jesus preaching. And when she did, her heart knew. She became tender and expectant, and she wanted to leave her sinful life. I've felt that way. I mean, even today, I've been heavy with the reality of my sin and eager to run to Jesus, where I know there's compassion and forgiveness for my heavy heart. Simon invited Jesus. He didn't invite the woman, but the woman came uninvited. She had a strength because she knew the truth and she wanted freedom. When Simon saw her with Jesus, he thought to himself, "How dare this woman come into my house? And how dare Jesus let her touch him? Didn't Jesus know about following rules? I mean, maybe Jesus wasn't a true teacher." He didn't say it aloud, but Jesus read his mind and decided to tell him a story. He said, "Simon, once there were two men and they both borrowed money. One borrowed 500 denarii, the other borrowed 50. After a while, the lender told them that they didn't need to pay him back. Which man do you think loved the lender the most?" Simon got really puffed up because he knew the answer. "The one who owed the most money," he said. "Correct," said Jesus. "And this woman knows how much she has been forgiven. She knows how much she owes to the grace that she's been given. And I tell her to go in peace." This woman was so important. She's who we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to be like all the people that dress the right way and know the right rules and traditions. We are supposed to sit at the feet of Jesus and bear our heart to him and tell him even our biggest shame and allow Him to cleanse us as our tears fall and we truly know that we need Him. This woman will never be forgotten. She's in all of the Gospels, and you need to go read them and think about this during the time where we look at Jesus going to the cross.
The closing song for this episode, I Am Yours, is by Eileen Laura. For more music from Eileen Laura, you'll find a link in the episode description. If you're enjoying the podcast, please share this episode with a friend or on social media. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Jay, you can visit dailysabbath.com or our Instagram account at dailysabbath.
And all those days that I felt that I couldn't measure up. And all those days that I felt that forever wasn't enough. Well, I am yours. Each verse.